Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
I restructured my diet, within a month, my fatigue was markedly reduced. My mental clarity was clearly improving. In 3 months, I get up and I'm walking with a cane. In 9 months, I'm on my bike and I pedal around the block for the first time in 6 years. And in 12 months, I do a 20-mile bike ride with my family.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Mark. My main goal with diet is to use food as medicine. But even when we eat super well, most of us are missing out on certain essential nutrients. Our soils have become depleted, and our digestive tracts just aren't working so great. They're compromised by stress and toxins, and they just can't absorb nutrients as efficiently as they should. And that's why I always used, and I recommend to my patients, a multivitamin mineral as nutritional insurance. It covers the basics for all our day-to-day body functions, all the things that we need that our food might be missing. But there are so many products out there I wouldn't go near because they contain artificial fillers or inactive ingredients, and you have to be pretty picky. The one I trust and take myself is Athletic Greens. They use high-quality, highly absorbable forms of vitamins and nutrients from real whole foods. Athletic Greens comes in a powder that tastes great and mixes easily with water or smoothies and specifically supports my gut health, immunity, energy, and recovery. And it's not just vitamins and minerals. It has phytonutrient-rich superfoods and adaptogens and pre- and probiotics and even digestive enzymes. I love that they add the digestive support in their powder since so much of our immune strength and overall wellness starts in the gut. It's really one supplement that covers so many bases, and you'd be hard-pressed to find something else in this comprehensive form in any single other product. I use Athletic Greens in the morning as part of my daily routine, and I love having it with me whenever I travel. I also love that it's diet-friendly, whether you're vegan, paleo, keto, dairy-free, or gluten-free. Right now, Athletic Greens is offering my audience a full year supply of their vitamin D3 K2 liquid formula free with your first purchase. Now, these two nutrients are also so vital for a strong immune system and strong bones, and many of us are not getting enough of them. I use the Athletic Greens powder and their D3 K2 formula to make sure I get extra nutrients that complement my diet. They're also going to give you 5 free travel packs as well. Just go to athleticgreens.com/Hyman to get your free year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. You'll get it delivered straight to your door, and I promise you'll feel the difference Athletic Greens can make in your daily wellness routine. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hyman. Now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Kea, one of the producers of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Dr. Hyman frequently says food isn't like medicine, food is medicine, and it works quicker and better than many drugs on the market. This was certainly proven true by Dr. Terry Walls, who used the power of food and lifestyle change to treat and reverse her MS. She sat down with Dr. Hyman to tell her story and discuss how the protocol she developed is proving effective in treating a wide range of illnesses.
Routinely, I'm being contacted by people who are telling me that their treating physicians had given up on them, saying there was nothing that they had to offer them for a condition, which I, of course, have never heard of. And they're telling me that they've implemented the Walls protocol and that their functions are improving.
I mean, it sounds too good to be true, but the truth is that when you look at the principle of creating health, there are certain foundational concepts here. The right food, exercise, stress reduction, sleep, the right nutrients. And it doesn't matter what disease you have, because when you provide the body what it needs, it often can recover. So it's not like there's one treatment for MS, another diet for cancer, another diet for Alzheimer's, another diet for rheumatoid arthritis or psoriasis. Like, it's the same principles that you can apply to all these things. Tell us, Terry, how you kind of found your way to health through this approach that you call the Walls Protocol.
So, you know, in 2000, I was diagnosed with MS. I knew I was headed towards becoming bedridden, possibly demented. I was having more and more trouble with severe pain that was very difficult to control. Later, I discover on one of my Google searches, the Institute for Functional Medicine.
Yeah.
And I took the course on neuroprotection in the midst of my brain fog. So this was a bit challenging, but I got through it. I had a longer list of supplements, a little deeper understanding of the things I could be doing for my mitochondria and for my brain. And I added that. And then I had another really, really big aha moment, like, yeah, I should take this list of supplements and redesign my paleo diet to maximize the nutritional intake. So I restructured my diet, and within a month, my fatigue was markedly reduced. My mental clarity was clearly improving. In 3 months, I get up and I'm walking with a cane.
And you got out of your wheelchair.
I'm out of my wheelchair, walking around with a cane. And in 9 months, I'm on my bike and I pedal around the block for the first time in 6 years. And in 12 months, I do a 20-mile bike ride with my family.
Unbelievable.
So
it was a year.
A year.
Now, take us a little bit slower through what you did, because you
ate, I did a lot.
The paleo diet, then you did the drugs, but then you went to this neuroprotection
plan.
Module from IFM, and you learned from there what you could do to optimize your system.
I had this very intensive nutrition, so I had ramped up my vegetables to like 9 cups of vegetables a day.
Which is 18 servings.
18 servings.
Not the 5 to 9.
Yeah, yeah, 18 servings. And so a small amount of meat, lots and lots of vegetables.
And very specific groups of vegetables.
Very specific
right?
groups.
Which had very specific medicinal effects that you talked about.
Exactly.
People are probably listening, but what are the 19 or 18 servings of vegetables you ate? And what groups were they? And what do they do?
Okay, so first, and I think the most powerful one is all these greens. So I was having tons and tons of green leafy vegetables. So I was probably having 6 to 9 cups measured raw.
Collards, kale.
Collards, spinach, kale, a little bit of spinach. I really craved kale in a huge way. But I'd have collards. I would have Swiss chard. I had lots and lots of salads. We'd have some cooked greens. I was very big into cabbage family vegetables. Mm-hmm. So Brassicas. Cabbage, broccoli, turnips, rutabagas, lots of it raw, some cooked, but it's also very, very big into raw. Garlics, lots of garlic, shallots, onions.
Because they have sulfur, they boost glutathione.
Boost the detox, boost your ability to make gamma-aminobutyric acid, intracellular glutathione, and then very much into mushrooms. Mushrooms stimulate and prime adaptive and innate immune cells. They also stimulate your ability to make nerve growth factors.
Yeah, medicinal mushrooms are powerful.
Very powerful.
They have all kinds of amazing ingredients that aren't in other foods.
And garlic and mushrooms are medicinal foods across many, many cultures across mm-hmm. all the continents. Mm. So these are medicinal foods with a lot of ancient cultural wisdom.
So for greens, brassicas, and garlic and onions, and
then
mushrooms.
Then we have to get the color. And then color. So the polyphenols are a marker for color. And the polyphenols, again, in study after study, the more color you have, the lower the rates of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, cancers. So you want color. And furthermore, blue, purple, black, a lot of studies showing you can have measurable improvement in cognition in as little as 16 weeks using just a cup of blueberries as in placebo double-blind crossover trials. That's hardly any time at all.
No, that's amazing. Not Skittles, though.
Not Skittles.
Those are colorful.
Those are the wrong kind of color, my friend. So, again, 3 cups of deeply pigmented stuff. And then fats. You know, fats have a critical role. All of our cells are wrapped in fat. They're fat wrappers, the cell membranes. And our brain is 60 to 70% fat.
Mm-hmm. Your nerve coverings, which get destroyed in MS, are also fat.
Fat. And they need arachidonic acid, they need eicosapentaenoic acid, they need docosahexaenoic acid, they need omega-6 and omega-3 fats. And so I needed to have more fat in the diet.
Did you use saturated fat?
You know, actually, I did. So I used lots of fat. So we'd have flax oil, hemp oil in the dressings that I'd use. And then we would cook in saturated fat. I'd use coconut oil. I'd use bacon fat, duck fat. Mm-hmm. my vets, because I, you know, for years I worked at the vet. So I would teach the vets. My favorite recipe was bacon and greens. You cook up some bacon, take the bacon out, leave the bacon fat, dump in the greens, stir them around till they're wilted, add the bacon back. If you didn't like it, just double the bacon the next time you make it. And my vets would go like, oh my God, you mean I can eat bacon?
Yeah.
That actually tastes, you know, sounds like it would taste wonderful. So, and we have lots of avocados as well. Mm-hmm. Get into nuts and seeds. What is remarkable was the speed at which I could see the difference in 30 days.
Think about it. You know, you took all these drugs. They didn't work. But when you use food as a drug, as medicine, it actually worked faster and
very
better.
Fast. And that's exactly what I saw in clinic. I was able to teach my residents in clinic as well, that food is the most powerful medicine. Mm-hmm. And it works amazingly
faster, better,
fast.
Cheaper than most drugs, and it's an amazing substance. And when people understand it's not just calories, as we learn in functional medicine, it's information, and they can go, wait a minute, I can upgrade my biology by putting better information in.
Into your body, absolutely, absolutely. I also add in there, I added in electrical stimulation of my muscles. That was a technique that athletes have been doing for decades to speed the recovery from athletic injuries. Mm-hmm. So my physical therapist had agreed to let me add that. So I was doing that. I had gone back to adding meditation at night. So I added that back.
Were there diagnostic tests that you did on yourself that you discovered anything that was off or out of balance?
You know, so into my recovery, so 2 years into my recovery, I thought, well, I'm sure toxic load was a big issue in all of this. So keep in mind, I've been walking around, hiking now, I've been biking, very little pain. So I'm in great shape. And I finally did a 24-hour heavy metals challenge test, and I was diffusely toxic in everything.
All your metals were high.
All my metals were high. I think there were only four that were not high. Now, the other thing that I should tell you, I repeated all of that 4 years later, and everything is gone.
Amazing.
So who knows, like, how incredibly toxic I was in the very beginning.
Before, right.
In the very beginning.
How did you get rid of them all?
Well, when I designed my protocol, I designed it around boosting the detox enzyme. So that's why I stressed the greens, the sulfur, the color. I added in there some N-acetylcysteine and some algae as well.
And some binders to get the metals out
as well.
Things to upregulate your glutathione. It,
and then the other thing, 6 months into my recovery, I was able to overcome my heat intolerance.
Yeah.
And so I got a sauna, and I've been sauning regularly ever since.
Amazing. So it's basically food.
Food.
Supplements, electrical stimulation.
And very basic supplements. I mean, B vitamins, N-acetylcysteine, and algae. That's it.
That's it. No vitamin D?
Well, yes, there is vitamin D in there, of course.
Because there's the evidence around vitamin D.
Yeah, plenty of vitamin D. Yeah. And I also use sunlight.
Sunlight.
You know, sunlight is more effective than vitamin D orally. Mm-hmm.
You put sunblock on your face, but the rest of your body will definitely be a good one because you don't want to age fast. But it's powerful. I agree. So you've taken this insight that you had from your own healing.
Yes.
And you've done an extraordinary thing, which is you've created a model that you use to treat patients and to train other physicians and providers and to do research in this space. So you also are exploring not just MS, but other brain issues.
Yeah.
So talk about the kind of things besides MS that you're working on and what kind of results you're seeing.
So in my lifestyle clinics, again, we were able to keep track of who's coming to see us. Pain was the number one reason that people would come in. Then autoimmunity, metabolic problems like diabetes, heart disease. Mm-hmm. In terms of the types of neurologic problems that people would come in, Parkinson's, myasthenia gravis, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, of course, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, mood disorders.
Pretty much everything for which we have very poor treatment.
Poor treatments. And certainly what we would consistently would see, some of the first things people would notice is fatigue going down, energy going up, mental clarity improving, brain fog diminishing, irritability diminishing.
Quality of life.
So quality improving. Of life, absolutely improving.
Well, the protocol is anti-inflammatory. It's detoxifying. It's mitochondrial boosting. It's gut repairing.
Absolutely.
And these are all the foundations of creating health. And so when you do that, regardless of what condition you have, people seem to get better.
You know, and I'm trying to teach people that what we need to be focusing on is the creation of health, that this is your best treatment for whatever chronic disease you have.
Yeah. You don't worry about treating the disease. You treat...
You create health.
Health, right.
You create health.
And the
health.
Disease goes away as a side effect, I often say.
It will often diminish.
There is no magic bullet when it comes to treating MS, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, or any of the other pervasive chronic diseases we are seeing so much of. Yet what you eat has the ability to program your body with messages of health. Food contains information, and it has the power to prevent and reverse so much illness and disease. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Terry Walls and the Walls Protocol, I encourage you to check out her full-length conversation with Dr. Hyman. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends and leaving us a comment below. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.